Their little dark houses still dotted the prairie when I was growing up. They all seemed to cling to the soil as if their life force had all been used up in the long and difficult transplanting, and they could hang on, but no longer grow. Or they stood alone and surrounded by sadness, and the small and smaller markers of what had fallen to the reaper's scythe. Their roots loosened year after year by the hot winds and the deep frosts. They became more and more brittle, till one by one they broke off like tumbleweeds and were gone.